Here's a word from our sponsor, Grammarly. No writer escapes their writing career without a few patterns they lean on. And that doesn't just apply to novelists and journalists. It happens to translators too. If you're into English writing consists of mostly emails and direct messages, you probably have some persistent writing quirks that find their way into everything, even your translation work. While it's common to have words or phrases you repeat often, it's beneficial to catch and subvert overused expressions and weak word choices, especially if most of your writing goes to the same audience. Without keeping your writing fresh, your readers will come to anticipate your repetitive style and may not read your messages closely. Most people aren't lucky enough to have an editor on call to review everything they write or translate. So, how can you catch your most commonly overused words and phrases in English? Grammarly suggestions can help you. Here's how. Catch overused words. Grammarly's suggestions will help you find commonly overused words in your writing and suggest that you replace them with more specific words. Take important, for instance. If you're writing an email with a few key action items and each task is described as important, it's unclear how your reader should distinguish tasks from one another in terms of urgency, difficulty, or priority. If there's one high-priority task that all other tasks depend on, it helps to pick a more precise word to describe it. Replace weak phrases with strong choices. If you're writing or translating a lot and you're doing so in a hurry, it's easy to fall back on go-to intensifiers like really or very. Similar to imprecise words like important, vague phrases like very good or really helpful end up losing their intensity. Grammarly's engagement suggestions can help you catch these unclear phrases and replace them with stronger, more unique words. Very good could become perfect. Really helpful could become beneficial. Here are a few other ways to catch your own writing patterns. Ask a colleague to look over your next project or email. Keep a list of patterns that you've identified in your style and check the list every time you're done writing or translating something. Look up synonyms for overused words in a thesaurus. Well, if you'd like to give Grammarly a try in your English learning adventures, visit bit.ly/tc-grammar. It's easy to remember. TC stands for Translation Confessional, followed by Grammar. Once again, you can visit Grammarly at bit.ly/tc-grammar. Keep your English sharp.